Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe you serve a mighty God? Oh, I said, do you believe you serve a mighty, able, faithful God? He's worthy to be praised. Come on.
Welcome to another episode of Live with the Rayfords. I'm Mary Hall Rayford.
What's up, Mary Rayford?
Yeah, you're on.
Am I on? Oh, hello.
You're on.
Okay, I'm talking to Rayford. How's everybody? Okay.
Well, it's
okay,
a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Can't complain. Can't complain at all. Well, I'm in the studio. He's not, in case you can't figure that out. He's calling in. Doesn't have a clue as what I'm doing, but that's okay.
Well, see, I didn't know you clicked over to me. I thought I was still on standby, you know. So,
no, I saw you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm out here in the traffic. Thank God for his protection. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. Well, before we get into any real deep discussions, I want to bring your attention to Amazon.com with the catalog of books that I've written there. And you can easily go to their website and type in my name or go to our website on Blog Talk Radio and click on the link that takes you directly there. We certainly appreciate your patronage. There's Christian living, fantasy, suspense, romance, poetry, and a collection of essays, all for your enjoyment. If you want to call us today, it's calling 619-638-8499. Again, that number is 619-638-8499. And we'll love to have you join us and have your input into whatever it is we're talking about. I want to start by talking about giving pause for thought to what in the world is going on with our country. We seem to have, oh goodness, so much stuff going on. Makes you wonder, well, you might not make anybody listening wonder, but it makes me wonder sometimes, is God really hearing us? Are we not putting forth enough of a cry to him to answer our call, or what is it that we're calling on him to do? At this point, I'm just praying that we'll have a president that will have some sense. I don't know how quite else to put it.
That's where you can put it, huh? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
I'm hearing you.
Well, okay. I guess that's the best way you can put it. As we were talking to someone today in a restaurant, you know, people are confused. They don't know what to say. And then people are trying to let people say, know what they're doing. And talking about everybody. Because, you know, now yesterday was a pleasure to see a pastor stand up and say, no, I'm not going to talk like that in my church.
Oh, yeah, that was real good. Can't argue that point, not at all. Although some have tried. There have been some really nasty comments out there online with regards to that story. And, of course, now he's lying. He's trying to say that he knew there was something wrong with her because she was so nervous when she introduced him. And even when she cut him off, he claims that people in the audience were saying, let him speak, But there was a reporter in the audience who said, that's not what happened.
People started throwing questions at him,
asking him about his past practices. And she told him, no, let him speak. That he's in our church home, and we're going to respect him. He's our guest. But that's not the story. In other words,
before he started his little speech, they wanted to ask questions.
This happened after she cut him off.
Oh, okay. Well, still, you know, she I think she behaved herself very well.
Well,
you know,
so do I. I'm extremely happy to see someone with the guts to do what she did. We fooled around
and hurt ourselves trying to influence something or gain something in some kind of way, and fool around and mess your own self up, because people are not happy, and especially in our neck of the woods, they're not happy with them. So why would we try to make people do something that they don't want to do?
Well, I think the most telling situation of all was when the mayor said she told him she didn't want him there.
And that she didn't want him to go to the water place.
To the plant, right, because she knew it was just for a photo op. It had nothing to do with any real interest in what was going on there or in any plans to help expedite anything. So, you know, apparently he thinks that everybody is as stupid as he acts, and that people cannot see through the smoke screens that he tries to throw up. But, you know, there's been a whole lot of news coverage today and anger on the part of his children. He's whining. His daughter is whining. The son is whining. Nobody's happy with the way journalists are questioning them now. They've been given a pass, and so now that journalists are getting a little more hardball, they're getting angry, which is actually rather comical. Uh-oh, I seem to have lost him. I did lose him. I wonder if he knows. Well, I'm sure he knows. He was lost. Oh, I know what happened. He went through a dead zone and the call dropped. Well, for those of you who don't know what I may be talking about, but Ivanka Trump was asked some tough questions today about the quote-unquote paid family leave policy of Trump's organization's current policy. And it did not match up with what they said it was yesterday, of course, because there are some reporters out there who are digging deep to get into truth. And when you tell a lie in politics, you can bet somebody's going to find out the truth and expose it. So you might as well tell the truth to begin with and save everybody a lot of time. But then Sun got upset about his taxes and said, well, nobody will be able to understand them anyway. Well, you don't know that for a fact, and I don't know if it's about anybody wanting to understand, quote-unquote, 12,000 pages of tax returns. The fact of the matter is most presidential candidates have released their tax returns so that the public can get a better idea of who it is they're trying to put in the White House, and I think that's important. We need to know everything we can know about people before we elect them and put them in the White House. And it's just that simple. But, you know, now Trump himself is whining because he doesn't want a moderator for the debates. He just wants to be able to sit there and bash Hillary and not give her a chance to speak, because that's what he does. We've seen that countless times, even with moderators. He's run rampant over over his opponents because he thinks that makes him – his bullying tactics – makes him a better debater. No, and they really don't, but people are afraid to tell him that, I guess. And so, you know, and he's always trying to bash Hillary. Now, I'm looking at the situation. I understand how Benghazi happens, and I accept the fact that those who are professionals who were investigating the situation have cleared her. I understand the situation about the emails, and the professionals have cleared her again. So I don't hold any grudges or any angst against her about emails or Benghazi. I think with her years of public service, she is the best qualified person for the job, and that's the sole reason why I'm voting for her. Now, people want to say it's because of the woman. Nope. If he was better qualified, I'd vote for him, but he's not. He's not qualified to do anything, but he's actually been given the pass that she hasn't been given, because they've been, you know, kind of lowballing him with questions because he claims he's not a politician. Well, I have news for him. He is a politician. The minute he decided to run for president, he became a politician, whether he wants to acknowledge that or not. Now, what he should be saying is that he is not a career politician, or has not been. That would make more sense. But to say you're not a politician, when you're running for an elected office, I don't care what it is, you're a politician. And so you should be treated like any other politician, forced to deal with the hard questions, and the journalists have to develop some character, some backbone, and force the issue with the right follow-up questions, and not just let either one of them get away with stuff. They need to do the follow-up questions. So, you know, we who are the observers, I can't speak for everybody, but I know the kind of questions I would want to see answered as a matter of follow-up, because those are the questions that will give us some true insight into the nature of the being or the character or their who they are. But to just ask them a question and because you're running out of time, you just move on to the next one, no, that's not enough. If they say something stupid, they should be made to explain it to the point where even a child can understand it. And considering the fact that Trump is who he is, I'm not even sure I would want a child watching that particular debate, because you never know when he's going to go off half-cocked and start using, you know, profane language. So we can't always trust his judgment to do certain things. If you want to call in, that number is 619-638-8499. Again, that number is 619-638-8499. Someone asked me earlier in a comment, what do I have to lose to vote for Trump? And I said, well, I have a lot to lose. I'd be losing sleep because I'd never know, wouldn't be able to sleep not knowing what was going to happen in the world with him at the helm. So, yeah, we have a lot to lose. And I think because Hillary does have the respect, people may not like her, but they do respect her, especially other leaders in the world in which she would have to interact with on a regular basis. So, yeah, the best qualified person for the job is going to be Hillary, whether people like her or not. She's a better risk than someone who is so thin-skinned that they tend to go off. You know, the thing that tickled me about him going off on this past yesterday, he was calm and subservient, compliant almost. He mentioned the incident at his rally yesterday, but I guess he had to sleep on it and decide and to send out a tweet and to make it sound like the woman was so nasty to him. And that was not the case. Well, see, first of all, his campaign team contacted this pastor and wanted to be able to come there. So she graciously invited him and gave him the ground rules. No political speeches. He knew that. But he was trying to slip one in anyway. She shut him down. And I, like I said, I admire that. I think every pastor in every church, when someone is supposed to be doing one thing and they veer off and do something else, somebody needs to get up and send them down or shut them down and make them understand, you don't come up in my house and do whatever you want to do. So she did what she was supposed to do. And I applaud her for doing so. I wish other people had as much guts and courage as she has shown, because that's what we need. We need strong, women who know how to be respectful and courteous and ladylike and yet kick butt when they need to. So I have no problem with what she did, and would love to see other people do it. There was supposed to be an interview with Trump last night with the pastor that he came to see almost 2 weeks ago now. I didn't see it. Maybe God didn't intend for me to see it, and that's all right because I'm not trying to catch a rerun. The bottom line is when people do, you know, God knows how to expose things. He can pull the covers back and cause the world to see you totally expose your nakedness. And that goes for all of us. And so it would not benefit us to try to play games with people or think we're getting over on pandering, you know, for specific, I don't even know what to call it, because it doesn't make sense, because it's not going to work in the long run. Sometimes the exposure comes sooner than later. Sometimes it's later than sooner. But we can be assured of one thing. God will uncover it, and everyone will see the truth. And then we have no one to blame but ourselves, because if we tell the truth to start with, we don't have to worry about anybody exposing a lie. So that's the bottom line for me there. with regard to, you know, bless Hillary's heart, she's been getting some rest, and I'm thankful for that. People trying to make, yet again, a mountain out of a molehill, because she was sick and attempted to push through anyway. So many people have been sick and pushed on anyway. But they're making it seem like she was trying to hide something. She's like, look, I didn't think it was that big a deal. And for most of us, it wasn't that big of a deal. But for those who want to have something to try to cut her down with, it's a big deal. There seems to be an issue with, you know, people thinking she's not transparent enough. Well, there are some things about her life I don't want to know. So she can keep that to herself. But as far as her type, her character, I think we need to know that. What kind of decisions and judgments does she have? I don't agree with everything in the platform that she supports. But once again, it's not about what I agree with. It's about who is the best qualified for the job. And she is it. She is the best qualified person to do the job. And it has nothing to do with me agreeing with her platform. It has to do with her qualifications to get the job done. I don't know if I need to say that again, but that just seems like something that many people are overlooking. You know, I know there are some women who don't like her because she stayed with her husband. I don't know why they feel like they have a right to tell her what to do in her marriage, but some people do. And as far as the health, the medical records that were released today, it was interesting, but I still think they both need to be examined by an independent doctor, somebody who doesn't know them personally, and they need psych evaluations need to be done, especially for Trump, because that man has some serious problems. So I think that would be more important than his tax returns at this point, but I don't think he's going to release the tax returns. And anybody holding their breath waiting to see those is probably going to end up dead or dying. So we're in this dilemma with this election cycle, and I know we've talked about it before, but it seems to just be taking up all of the news media. Nothing else is really getting any attention. There are some other things going on in the world. Syria is somewhat at a ceasefire. They finally decided to acknowledge that, hopefully long enough for them to get food and some other aid and medications into those who need it. There are people who are, you know, a little upset with Colin Kaepernick. And, again, I'm having a problem understanding why people are upset with him, because truly – If they were as patriotic as they claim they are, they would have their eye on the flag and not on him, and they would have no reason to be upset because they wouldn't know what he was doing. So that's my stand on the national anthem and the flag. So, again, you know, we just come to a place where people have different definitions. They think You know, if being in America means that I have certain rights and that right means to express myself, why does it end with some people and other people have a right to say whatever they want, call people out of their names, call them, you know, lazy, good for nothing, shiftless, murderers, rapists, all this stuff. And yet, because somebody decides that they won't stand to face the flag during the national anthem, they're not patriotic. I don't understand. How is anybody's First Amendment rights any different or better than somebody else's? Why can't I'm getting a little too overwrought here to even talk about that anymore because it makes me angry that we start screaming one thing, but only if it means if certain people are involved, and then but when it's us, there's a problem. Well, I got news for you. I'm going to say what I want to say, and I know how to do it respectfully. I don't have to call people out of their name, and I don't have to call them any other name, because I know who I am, and when people do that to me, I just, you know, especially if I'm commenting online, it's like, okay, well, you have a nice day, because I don't have to entertain that thought, and for some of them, they get so nasty, I don't even bother to say anything. So they just end up looking like, you know, the fools that they really are, because if you can't have a mature conversation about a matter, then probably you shouldn't have entered into the conversation to begin with. And I have to stipulate one more time that when I comment on articles online, I am commenting on the article, not to anyone. So when people choose to respond to me specifically, then, yes, I'm going to respond to you. But I don't just get online looking for something to say, because that's not necessary. I have far too much to do. But, you know, there are people that who don't have anything better to do. They sit on their computers or phones or whatever they have access to, and they're just making foolish comments, just inane comments, things that don't even make sense, but they're doing it trying to get a rise out of some other people, and sometimes they do. They want to fight, but, you know, the Bible tells us that our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the Spirit and pulling down the strongholds, and so that's the thing that I'm trying to do, trying to communicate effectively with other people so they'll know that this is not something that, you know, God is going to be pleased with. He doesn't want us calling people names just because they can or because we don't agree with them. We need to be able to communicate with people and treat them respectfully as human beings. And so when we can't do that, we're not representing Jesus Christ very well. And so when I see, and especially those who proclaim to be Christians, that's what really gets me. You've got folks out there who are flying under the Republican banner, supposedly to uphold their religious freedoms, blah, 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 and yet these are the ones that are calling people names. And I don't mean words like deplorable either. I'm talking about some real ugly names. And so, you know, when I see people do that, I say, thanks for letting me know who you are. And I'm done with them. I don't have anything else to say. And they are so foolish, they don't even understand that you can't engage me in that kind of foolishness. First of all, the only person that gets real excited about that kind of stuff is the devil. He loves it when he can cause people to have fights and get into situations where it creates a chaos and confusion rather than peace. I'm not going to help him celebrate that.
No, he won't.
And so I'll sit back and, you know, I'll find something to say. But like I said, if there's no reason, and have a wonderful day, put my little smiley face out there and go on about my business.
Well, you know, I got cut off when.
Yeah, I know. I saw that call drop. I said, okay, well, he said he was on 94, so I know exactly where you were.
Oh, boy.
And I was just a talking.
Well, I don't know what you were talking about, so I'm not going to try to
Oh, no, you can have the last 5 minutes. I've been talking.
Let me have a seat first. How about that? Can I get situated first?
Well, you can, but the clock is running on.
Oh yeah. I do think that one of the greatest things that we have is the right to speak our voices, but I also feel we don't have a right to insult people.
No, we don't.
I think we got 4 minutes and 28
seconds. Mm-hmm.
We don't have the right to insult people and to make and to talk down on at people. I feel that the presidency, this race, and President Obama said it, this is one of the worst race that we've ever seen. I know politicians talk about each other and so forth, but the way that the people he's been talking about, he hasn't been just talking about the politicians, he's been talking about the people in general. So we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Do we want 4 years of this man? This man's.
Oh no.
Verbal abuse.
Nope.
Verbal abuse. That's a good question. Can we sue him for verbal abuse? But more than anything else, let us be aware of this. That it's up to us. We can pray. We can sing. We can dance and everything else. But if we don't get out and vote, And when it comes to government, God leaves that into our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he does it is so unique. You know, when we look back at history, look back at the things that God said was going to happen, it's only because he knows mankind. He knows our hearts. He knows what we're going to do. But if we don't do our part, how can God do his part? It's just like when man first sinned. Somebody said, why didn't he just come down and fix it? Because he gave man choice.
Yes, he did.
And because he's given us choice, he even gives us choice in government and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
He does not. We're not hidden to all the facts of who this man is and what he is. We've heard people say that he cheated them out of money.
Mm-hmm.
Heard people say that all that he's done to them, how he ruined companies. We heard that and they showed us that he has gone file bankruptcy time and time again. We see that he's a friend to the Russian premier or whatever he is.
Putin, Vladimir Putin.
Putin. We know through what they're telling us that he has business in Russia. And that he's good, that all these things that we have seen. Now God is telling us to do what you want to do. If you want to stay at home, because they don't have pot on the ballot this year. You see, being honest, that's one of the reasons that President Obama won, because they had so much, they had the pot situation on. We have got to get together in our spiritual lives and ask God for help. That's what Nehemiah said. You know, he says we need to ask God for help. When he heard that the walls have been torn down, the graves and everything, he said, I need to ask God for help. I need a letter.
Then, oh boy.
Okay.
Well, that was fast. Down to 60 seconds. Hope that we have encouraged you to go vote, given you something to think about, reflect about, and that you'll come back and join us next week for another episode of Life with the Rayfords.
We got to find a song that says, go out and vote, go out and vote. You got to get up and go out and vote.
Well, I don't know if we're going to find it today, but that sounds like a plan.
Hey.
Remember, God loves you, and we love you too. Have a blessed week.